I want to go back to last week's programme. When I suggested, Aina, you didn't strike me as a shrinking violet. And you said just before we come on air, hey, I have something to say about that. So what is it, Aina? Are you a shrinking violet?
Well, I would never have been described as a shrinking violet before in my life. I've been described as lots of things, but never that. And I don't know what English poets had against the poor, unfortunate violet, because this term comes from these English poets that went around the time, late 1700s, fellas like Keats and Shelley and Wordsworth. And you had Wordsworth sort of describing some friend of his, a violet by a mossy stone, half hidden from the eye, fair as the star when only one is shining in the sky. In other words, the violet is only noticeable when it's there on its own. And it was a friend of Shelley's, a fella called Leigh Hunt, who said, there was the buttercup, struggling from a white to a dirty yellow, and a faintly coloured poppy, and here and there by the thorny undergrowth, a shrinking violet. So they were the ones that would go around calling flowers names. I mean, if you want to actually get botanical descriptions, do not go to English poets who are just wanting big words. I mean, the wood violet is gorgeous, that lovely purple colour in the
head. They're very vibrant, aren't they, violets?
So yeah. A violet by a mossy stone, half hidden from the eye, fair as a star, when only one is shining in the sky. So, shrinking violet, I certainly am not a shrinking violet, and neither is the violet. Boycott that term. Nobody is a shrinking violet anymore.
I remember from my childhood, there used to be a lot more violet-flavoured things than there are today. There used to be these violet-flavoured sweets with Parma violets. I'm sure you can still get them.
Queen Elizabeth's mother used to have those. They were her favourite ones.
I haven't thought about them in years. It's such a distinctive kind of smell from my childhood, being like at my grandmother's house, this violet smell that you just don't get anymore.
What does it
really
smell like? It's violet.
I don't know, it's chicken, floral and quite pleasant. It's not like a rose or anything like that. It's honestly quite pleasant, but the kind of thing that if you smell it too much, you eat too many of those sweets, it gets really sickening very quickly. It used to be quite a well-used food flavouring, and it doesn't seem to be anymore.
Richard, are you a shrinking violet?
I actually am, Derek. I like to take a back seat and let everybody else do all the things and then send the torpedo into what they said. You know, I'm a terrible malicious person, but that's me.
But I mean, is it an appropriate term, a shrinking violet?
Not at all. Poets are not good guides to what is real about the world. They are fantasists, basically. Nothing wrong with that. We need our fantasies. As Eliot said, was it, mankind cannot bear that much reality. So we have to dress it up in fantasy and so forth. And the violet is ideal. It's such a beautiful flower. And present, you see it all the time in season.
Just checking here, Richard. Well remembered. The actual quote is, humankind cannot bear very much reality. But if anybody's seen the movie A Few Good Men, think of Jack Nicholson screaming at Tom Cruise, you can't handle the truth. I wonder, was he paraphrasing Eliot?